Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. The L.A. Police Protective League is refusing to represent an officer accused of groping a dead woman if he's charged with a crime. KNX 1070's Emily Valdez has this live report.
Yes, the entire L.A. Police Protective League Board of Directors held a news conference to express, in their words, outrage over the repugnant allegations that an off-duty LAPD officer fondled the breasts of a deceased female. They said if the allegations are true and there's any criminality involved, they're not going to defend this officer who's from the Central Division. Here is the LAPPL president, Craig Lally.
But we felt, the board here felt, that it was important for the residents of Los Angeles and everyone else who's following the developments to know this behavior is beyond pale, beyond acceptable, an extreme violation of trust that will not be tolerated.
I asked the president, how did the woman die? And he believes it was a drug overdose. There is an internal investigation, and he said that should be wrapped up pretty quickly. This was discovered on the officer's body cam during a routine audit. The officer reportedly turned off his body camera, but there's a two-minute buffer, so it was still caught on video. Reporting live from downtown L.A., Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In recent years, L.A. police officers have been exposed to staph infections, diseases like typhus. This afternoon, a city council committee will be asked to approve money for a device designed to lessen the spread of those viruses.
The thought is that a lot of these get tracked in literally on the officer's shoes.
The request, part of the LAPD's new budget proposal, is for $325,000 to purchase 50 boot sanitizers that use ultraviolet light to kill microbes and bacteria on the soles of officers' shoes and boots. City Councilman Bob Blumenfield.
They have this thing called the Healthy Sole UV Shoe Sanitizer, and we're going to install it at the Central Division at all the entrances and exits and study what the results are, study the rate of illness, sick time, and when folks get sick from these kinds of germs, and see if it makes a difference. And if it does, then we could think about scaling the program.
Blumenfield says the hope is to keep infectious diseases like typhus and salmonella from being further spread into police stations. Chris Seaton's KNX 1070 News Radio.
The speculation is over. USC has decided to keep Clay Helton as its head football coach. In a pair of Twitter posts, athletic director Mike Bone praised Helton's commitment to student-athletes and leading the team with integrity. He says he plans to work closely with Helton to restore the Trojans championship program. USC has had an 8-4 record this year and closed the regular season with 5 wins in its last 6 games. Helton has amassed a 40-21 record in his 6 years leading the Trojans.
The city of Long Beach had hoped to lure the Angels to help revitalize its downtown waterfront, but those dreams no more. The team makes a deal to stay in Anaheim.
Anaheim will sell the stadium and the land around it to the Angels for $325 million. The team will develop the area and decide whether to tear the stadium down and build a new one or just renovate it. Anaheim City Councilman Trevor O'Neill tells KNX in Depth there are no hard feelings between his city and Long Beach.
We always knew that that Anaheim was a priority for the team, and quite frankly, we feel that this destination, this location, is second to none in Southern California. We're right in the middle of what's to be Orange County's new downtown, the Platinum Triangle, with access, immediate access to 3 major freeways. Couldn't be a better location to have baseball for this many more years.
Long Beach released a statement congratulating Anaheim for keeping its baseball team in its longtime home. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You can hear more about the deal to keep the Angels in Anaheim on KNX In Depth tonight at 8 o'clock.
A man nearly got swept into a Orange County storm drain by water that was just inches deep. Huntington Beach Fire Lieutenant Claude Panis tells KNX the guy, who was from out of town, had to hold on to a grate for nearly 2 hours yelling for help.
He managed to catch himself in a critical area, but yeah, just because it's ankle deep doesn't mean it's safe. And we warn people, be very, very cautious around water. It may be still water if you're driving your car down the road. You don't want to drive into it. it may be, especially moving water, is especially dangerous because it's just dynamic. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong.
The man apparently had wandered off a trail near Ashley Drive and Ellis Avenue. Firefighters had to use a raft to rescue him. Panis says the man was cold, frightened, but is okay.
Help is coming in the form of a newly expanded program to hundreds of LAUSD families who are experiencing homelessness.
Through the City of LA's Housing Authority, an additional 500 Section 8 vouchers for rental subsidies will be provided to those who need it most. LA Unified Superintendent Austin Buettner says about 17,000 students in the district are coping with homelessness, and likely many more.
This issue of homelessness is the great challenge a community like ours faces at this time in our history. We're privileged to be part of the team leading the charge to try to make a difference. We can do more. We have to do more.
Doug Guthrie is president and CEO of the Housing Authority.
It's tough enough just being a student. It's next to impossible if you don't have a place, a stable place to sleep at night and to put your head.
The program began after it was revealed that nearly a quarter of students at an elementary school in the Northeast San Fernando Valley was homeless. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!